Now there was no sun, moon, or stars, but in the east, white dawn, four fingers high, appeared every morning. At midday, blue dawn lit up the south, and in late afternoon, yellow dawn streaked the west. Coyote was sent to discover the source of the dawn, but instead he stole two water monster babies which lived with their parents in two large springs. Now the four-finger-high white dawn was only three fingers high, with a dark streak beneath. Wolfman was sent to learn what was wrong. He returned at nightfall and said, "All is well." But the next morning, white dawn was very narrow, and the dark below was bigger still. So then Mountain Lion went out and returned, saying, "All is well." But on the third morning, the belt of darkness was wider than white dawn. So then White Hawk went out, and Sparrow Hawk followed, and White Hawk reported, "Well." But Sparrowhawk said, "The water at the head of the two springs is rising so fast that there will surely be a terrible flood." This was the fourth morning, and White Dawn was wiped out by the belt of darkness. Now the waters rose, and all were frightened, so the animal people gathered corn and seeds and climbed to the top of White Mountain in the east, until it was swallowed by the water. Then they climbed Blue Mountain in the south, Yellow Mountain in the west, and Black Mountain in the north. And each time they climbed one of these mountains, they scooped up handfuls of earth from the top, and they took one reed from the bottom. Now the waters rose over all the mountains, except Black Mountain. And here the animal people planted a female reed in the west, and a male reed in the east. And the waters rose higher and higher and higher. Then the animal people climbed into the two reeds. Turkey was the last to get into his reed. The foamy waters whitened the tips of his tail feathers. They are white to this day. And the reeds sprang into the sky. At the end of the fourth day, the two reeds met at the top of the sky and could go no further. Except that Locust, with his bow of darkness and sacred arrows, shot a hole in the sky which passed on into the world above, the world of light and dark, the world of first man and first woman, bitter water, dear spring, and fallen leaves.